Section 11. See, be seen, and be heard. In crashes with motorcyclists, other motorists often say that they never saw the motorcycle. From ahead or from behind, a motorcycle's outline is small, and it is easier for other motorists to misjudge distance and speed. However, there are ways to make riders and motorcycles more noticeable. Clothing. Bright, reflective helmets and clothing help others see the motorcycle. Upper body clothing should be brightly colored orange, yellow, red or green. Fluorescent colors are sufficient in bright daylight. At night, reflective or retro-reflective clothing is best. Reflective materials are passive and do not change their brightness. Retro-reflective materials change brightness with surrounding light sources. They greatly increase the visibility of objects at night or during inclement weather. Headlight. The best way to help others see you is to keep headlights on at all times. During the day, a motorcycle with lights off is twice as likely to go unnoticed. The headlight in many later model motorcycles comes on automatically. Signals. Signals communicate intentions to other road users. Turn signals. Use turn signals to clearly indicate lane changes and other riding maneuvers. Become easier to see. Other motorists can easily see turn signals. The required signal may be given by means of the hand and arm, or by an approved mechanical or electrical signal device. A signal of intention to turn right or left when required shall be given continuously during not less than the last 100 feet traveled by the vehicle before turning. NJSA 39:4-126. Note. Turn off turn signals after the turn or lane change is made. If not, other motorists might be confused about a rider's intentions. Brake light. Help others see the motorcycle by tapping the foot brake lightly before slowing down. This action will flash the brake light. It is very important to signal others by flashing the brake light when slowing down more quickly than might be expected. For example, before making a turn from a high-speed highway, slowing down where others may not expect it. For example, before slowing down to the turn in the middle of a block. When being followed closely, flash the brake light before slowing down. This cannot be done, however, in an emergency situation. Horn. Use the horn to get the attention of other motorists, but do not rely solely on it. Use the horn when someone is in the driver's seat of a vehicle parked on the street, riding a bicycle, or walking in the street, and may pull into traffic. In an emergency, use the horn and be ready to slow down or turn away from danger. The two biggest dangers are oncoming vehicles turning left. Vehicles on side streets pulling into traffic. Never count on eye contact as a sign that a motorist is aware and will yield the right of way. All too often, a motorist looks right at a motorcycle and still does not see it. Road position. Motorists have very little choice about positioning in travel lanes. However, each marked lane provides three possible travel paths to motorcyclists. To be seen most clearly, ride in the portion of the lane where it is most likely a motorist can see a motorcycle. When behind a vehicle, ride where the motorist can see the motorcycle in the rearview mirror. Be sure you can see the rearview mirror of the vehicle in front of you. If you can see the rearview mirror in front of you, it is more likely the driver can see you. Blind spots. When alongside a vehicle, speed up and get by quickly or drop back. Center position. It is not true that riding in the center of a lane is dangerous because of the grease strip residue left by other vehicles. Still, it is best to ride slightly to the left or the right of center. Unless the road is wet with rain, traction on most grease strips is the same as the rest of the pavement. However, big grease buildups found at busy intersections or toll booths should be avoided. Intersections. Enter the intersection with a space cushion on either side that allows evasive action if necessary. Approach an intersection with the best view of oncoming traffic. When approaching a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane in the other motorist's field of sight. Remember, the key is to see as much as possible.